Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Yes, welcome back to another edition of Open Goal Box Hot Wings Challenge with the iconic George Bowie and Kat.
Yes! I've heard she's a Bronx singer.
Come on, give us all.
That's a party piece.
Right, come on in.
Ain't no mountain high.
Ain't no valley low.
Ain't no river wide on a baby.
I can't.
If you need me,
call me.
No matter where you are, no matter
how far.
Oh, my God. I'm getting the sack, mate.
Georgie, what are you going, son?
That's a hidden talent for me. 10 years, I kept that from you.
What about you, George? You got a song in you?
Nah.
You two be a duet now.
I've not got a song in me.
Still
banging out on that one.
Jamie could ever form a band before us.
No, probably not.
That'd be good.
Only except if you let us open the podcast at Hydro, we can sing.
Oh, no bad.
Yeah, you could do. We could do bits and pieces. I'll do Deeper Love.
Oh, right, you'll do Aretha Franklin.
Yeah.
Would you do that? Would you open the Hydro for us?
We'll open the Hydro for you.
But she's voting for it.
Over.
Nothing free. I'll take a small.
Just want some free tickets.
Would you do it?
Can I get a ticket?
Your boy's a fan of Open Goal.
My boy loves Open Goal. Ross loves Open Goal.
Shout out to Ross.
If we're playing the Hydro, you'll love this.
Yeah.
Cool.
So why we're here today?
Aye.
It's very serious now.
Aye. I like to just dim it down a bit.
Okay.
I just
want to ask you, are you good with hot food before we get in it?
No.
Well, I'm not great with hot food.
What's the hottest that you would like eat? What would you go? What kind of curry would you get?
I would just get a normal curry. I would get a bunna or something.
Korma?
No, you're bad.
I would go a bunna or something, but like, I've tried a madras. I couldn't go hotter than my madras. But forget Vindaloo.
Madras is hot. But the diet isn't great because, George, with the sheep for our breakfast every month.
Oh, kind of buenos every day.
Chocolate.
Aye. Well, chocolate. Whatever chocolate's in the machine, in fairness, or lying about.
The thing is, we make a joke of it on air, but it's seriously bad.
It can't be good for you.
It
can't be good for you, the amount of chocolate.
I don't know why diabetes hasn't caught up with me.
Do you see while the show's going on?
Aye. I would say at least a selection box a day.
What? That's a lie.
Must be a selection
box. Do you know what the problem is? It's chocolate flavoured things. So granola, yogurts, all that kind of stuff.
Chocolate flavoured wings were laughing.
Aye. Yeah, you'd be over. What time do you eat your first bar of chocolate, you psychopath?
10 to 6.
Tell me it's for a cup of tea or a coffee, it's not just a bar of chocolate.
A good gauge is when you ask me what I've had today. Ask me what I've had today.
What have you had today?
I've had half a bag of mixed chocolate buttons, see the white and the brown ones.
I love them.
Oh, they're so good.
Oh, they're brilliant.
Aren't they? Half a bag of those. I had 3 Biscoff biscuits.
Why? They don't count.
Why was one enough?
Yeah, I had fruit and granola, but the granola was fuel chocolate.
Yep.
What else have I had?
By the way, it's only 8:30 in the morning.
Oh, a Borders biscuit as well.
Oh, that's right. Somebody sent Borders biscuits. They came in with they were celebrating Borders' 40th birthday, and I thought it was Radio Borders. I'm like, oh, happy birthday. So I've no idea what they're talking about, and they left this big biscuit and then just buggered off somewhere.
What about you for diet? On the radio,
I'm quite healthy now because I'm older. I like
George
a bobble.
Has a bobble.
Like
a bobble. Here's the thing: a good football.
A bobble
like,
in the morning.
George has a bobble in the morning.
Well, can't you should be locked up, man. Right. I should be prison like radio user presenting. You should
like
be in the jail with two.
I'll tell you what. I can have a bobble. I 8 o'clock, maybe 8:30. That's about fucking 2 in the afternoon for you lot.
Listen, you don't see 10 a.m. It's a different world for us at 5 a.m. Everything happens before 10.
You have no different time. I'll have a bobble because if I have a bobble, I won't eat any crap.
Because it fills, just fills
it
you up.
It fills you up, it does enough.
You go to your bed really early?
I try to, but it doesn't really work.
I sleep during the day, do you sleep during the
day? Sometimes naps, yeah.
I'll go for like an hour. I'll go home.
On the couch?
No, I've got, actually go to my bed for like an hour and then get up, get out for lunch.
That old person thing there where you clasp your hands and you just fall asleep on the couch like that, yeah.
I'll generally go back in my couch.
I want to deal with this with you, Mel, so you go home, right?
I'll go home, go into
my bed. Get in the front door, lock the door, take all your clothes off. Take all your clothes off and go to bed.
Come home, take all my clothes off, go to bed for an hour, set the alarm. An hour later, put all my clothes back on, go back out for lunch.
What a life, I know. You want it, don't you?
What, can I come on the radio tomorrow morning?
By the way, who have you got a plan for who's going to replace you on the radio?
No, how you want rid of me?
I think you'd be good, mate.
I think you'd be good. I think you could both.
Would there ever be a wee segment you could bring us on?
Why don't we do, Slaney, you can introduce a song or come out the back of a song, give us a short link about your life and then go back into a song. Right, so Taylor Swift, Shake It Off. Into Bruno Mars.
No, see, I'm not really into that, but do you remember you used to do the wee games? What were the wee games you used to play with the guys and the people in the motors? You were hunting for stuff. What was that in the morning?
That was
James Corden. That was James Corden.
Fuck, that was the other radio show.
Right, go get that one. That's good. You might write this idea off.
Right, right, Taylor Swift just ended and the next song is going to be Bruno Mars. What?
Bruno Mars, Mary.
I'm
not mere Bruno Mars, I'm mere into
no, but it's just saying introduce the song on the radio.
This is your big shot, you're going to replace George.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
You know what he said?
Light my fire. Light my fire. Light my fire.
No, but see, up next is Bruno.
Oh, up next, Bruno Mars.
There you go.
Is that it? No, but put me to it. Put your.
No, I'm not doing all that. I'm mere just off the cuff. You bring me in.
Uh-huh.
And then I just let loose.
What could possibly go wrong?
We need to sit and chat about this.
Last ever show.
Right.
Definitely doing that.
Well, the fact you can't take instructions, it's a fucking failure straight away.
What's your favourite part of the show? In fact, I like the 5K minute.
I like the last song. What's my favourite part of the show? I don't know. Would you like? I like it when we get going the mix. Sometimes we do that like once a month on a Friday. We get to mix up some tunes, do different stuff.
Yeah.
If you're doing like calls with punters and they're really funny, that's always great. You get a buzz.
What's your favourite one? Funniest one?
Feeding off the punter. I don't know. What's it like today? Like every day it's different stuff. Today a listener got in touch. She had a parrot. She leaves it in the house. She leaves her radio on. The parrot's singing a song.
Oh.
And she can't work out what the song is. So she sent us a clip of the parrot singing and we have to play it out.
Thanks,
and the punters are trying to tell us what this parrot's singing and some of the random stuff we can. I mean, I hope it's not a football song, but I don't know.
Incredible.
So that's the type of thing that happens. And it's just like the punters. So I'm grabbing these if they're mine, I'm guessing they are.
No, these are.
Have you ever had your worst ever call? What's that been?
Oh, you get a lot of jungles phoning that you don't put out on air, that you'll get a lot of people screaming. Has there ever one been on air
and you've got a bit of fright?
No, because we don't take a lot of people live for that very reason. Super Scoreboard's different because they've got a dump button, so they will just be able to dump somebody if they swear, so they're 6 second delay, whereas we'll edit calls, make them sound shorter and then put them out just minutes later.
Right, okay, I see what you're
doing. Record it while the song's playing and then just chop
it. We've had to apologise a couple of times after the 5K minute if somebody's swore, if they've got a bad score and they went, oh, shite, and you're like, sorry about that. Sorry. Just in case we get off.
I was watching your thing this morning. What was it you were talking about? The saying hi thing or say hello to Glasgow for us. I fucking hate that.
That's the thing. People do that all the time. You always say, see if it's somebody that you're interviewing that's from Glasgow originally, like an actor or a singer or something. Oh, but say hello to Glasgow for me. What does that even mean?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Exactly.
And just before we get in this, pet peeves for both of you.
Pet peeves?
What things rub you up the wrong way?
Other drivers.
Drivers are a big one, isn't it?
Not like drivers.
Nah.
Drivers keep you in a job. Bad drivers.
Oh
my god.
You should be like,
could be the end of the answer.
That's what me saying, clubbers annoy me.
No, if I'm in the road, then I get road rage though. Quite bad.
What gives you road rage? What
people that turn into corners slowly, I can't stand.
And don't indicate.
I can't stand.
You want them a belt in the corner with
them? You know where you're going, you put your indicator on, you're going left, turn left pretty quick. What's this? I'm going to go left, but I think I'll just meander. Dead slow. No, I can't be bored with that.
Hurry up. A pet peeve, you and me have spoken about this before. See, when you're doing a gig, people that come up and ask for requests.
Oh,
that's the worst. Like, you're playing and the club's bouncing and everyone's dancing and someone will come up and ask for some song that you know is going to clear the floor and they won't take no for an answer. And now they'll type it in their phone and they'll hold their phone up in your face, you know what I mean? And demand that you play something.
The Savoy is the worst because the Savoy DJ booth is on the dance floor.
Aye.
So it's not up high. So they can basically come up and try and chat to you and you'll get people that will come up and go, I heard you during the week, this is a problem with doing a radio show and try to DJ.
While this music's going on.
Right, so say you just spoke about the high thing. I heard you, Cassie, during the week talking about saying hi to folk. You're trying to mix a tune, you're like, brilliant, amazing, so good, but I can't talk just now.
Come and talk to us after we're finished. No, but I'll stand there for hours doing pictures and talk to you.
Was it your song, your dad was answer, Buffalo Soldier?
That's the kind of thing. Someone will come up and you'll be doing a club, like, it'll be 140 beats per minute and everyone will be jumping about it because Scada or something like that. And I'm going to play Bob Marley, Buffalo Soldier. No, and they'll
say, that's
Buffalo Soldier on that phone.
That is probably my dad does that, but it
probably was. He got the Savoy,
and it's time to get.
Did your dad go to Savoy?
He did.
Ah, well,
have you ever seen? There's a good question. Have you ever been to any of the two of them DJing?
I mean, numerous occasions.
What was your favourite gig?
The Savoy was a cracker. Absolutely.
With my dad.
Honestly, me and my dad were on each other's shoulders.
I don't think I've ever met Slaney before.
That's the first time.
No, I've met Si before.
Is it too much to say? Ask if you're single.
No.
Oh, you're not.
No.
You got any pals for him?
No. Don't think so. That's sorry.
No,
wait. Like really.
Must have one single pal.
I've got.
Somebody's no confidence in herself at all.
I've got.
So I can feel good about myself. Our life's good,
right, isn't
it? No, but. What kind of woman are you looking for?
Somebody would watched know a reel the other day. Singleness is a gift that should be cherished because you have no one to answer to and you can just do what you like when you want.
I've always done it.
Yeah. But no, my pals wouldn't be interested, but only because they've got their own. They're very focused in jobs and things and already get kids and stuff and maybe.
He likes that.
I think that's probably the time in their life where I've just got to come in now.
Right.
Go and enjoy yourself.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, obviously. Enjoy.
Well, listen, this man, he's been married for how many years, George?
I've been married, I've been with my wife for 33 years. Married for 27, aye.
Yeah. Could I come round and speak to both of you how you have done that?
No.
No.
Anyway, there's been too much talk now. It's time to hit these with the rules. Simon, take the rules away, big boy.
So the rules are, there's four rounds of questions. Sport, TV, film and music. Sport, TV and music.
Take the marbles out your
gut before you go. Sport, TV and film, music and general knowledge. If you get a question wrong, you're eating a wing. If you get it right, you're exempt for eating that wing.
What
really
are we going to struggle with?
What one will you struggle with? The sport?
Sport for me, 100%.
Yeah. You did message this morning saying...
Don't give us any football questions, because we're hopeless. Like, I went to the... Like, I'm a Morton fan. I went to a game with my pal last week, who only knows stuff about Morton. He knows a lot of stuff about Morton and nothing about other teams. And Shanklin was playing for Hearts, obviously. It was a cup game. And he went, "Is that the same Shanklin that used to play for us?" And I went, "Aye." And he went, "I always wondered what happened to that boy. He just disappeared."
Are you having a laugh?
He's a Scotland fighter.
He played
for Morton for like 6 months on loan. But this guy knows nothing about anything else, just Morton. And he wondered what happened to this guy, Shanklin. And now here he is, like, arguably one of the players of the
year. Shanklin was getting it off of Morton fans.
Yeah, he was. Didn't he do well when he was there?
Right.
He didn't play. We only had him on loan.
He's done all right
6 months, but he's done all right, hasn't he?
Morton are flying just now.
Well, we were. Last couple of games a bit dodgy, but
he's done a good job, Dougie Emery, isn't he?
He's brilliant with Dougie.
Listen, I'm not interested in Morton, Dougie Emery. I'm going to use two to come in and talk now. So here we go. Are we ready?
Okay. Go on, sport to start.
Sport to start. So question one. Who is the current manager of Ayr United?
Oh, for goodness sake.
Can you write your answer on the board, please? Show it to the viewers once you've done it. Come on, Cassie.
Now, you know this, but my dad works in football, but I have no knowledge in football.
So Cassie's dad was a Scotland physio or kit man?
No, well, he was the player liaison officer.
Wow, what
I think
job.
It was like... two European games, how many World Cups?
I know.
Can't remember. He basically worked for 19 years, yeah. So he was in the squad with Bertie, Craig Brown.
He got that World Cup?
Oh, no, a few. Uh-huh. He was one of the ones in the kilts, you know the picture?
I know this because he's a listener.
He was one of the ones
I know him.
In the kilts.
He loves this music.
He
loves Scooter.
So who was your favourite that you met?
Who was my favourite that I met? Oh, God. I think probably... I like Rab Douglas, he's always nice.
Size
I like
his
him
horns.
Now, and I liked him back then, he was always dead cheery, and I loved Tommy Burns, loved Tommy Burns.
Good.
Yeah. Right, I don't know who to go.
Don't ask me about the... Well, ask him after the question.
I don't know if you wanted to do an interview or get back home with
him. Sorry, right, I don't know who to write, George, help me.
Famous footballer.
Really
famous.
I'm
really interested in asking a wee bit about him with you.
What era?
Yeah?
What era?
Fairly recent.
He only retired a couple of years ago.
Like, yeah.
Guys, I'm not going to guess.
A legend
Scottish
for his club.
Famous Scottish footballer.
George, you want to show the camera your answer?
She's looked and she's seen it.
Alright. I don't like to see it.
Watch this, a bit of not right, and I'll just write down what I thought I saw.
That's alright, that's good.
Yeah!
Scott
Brown.
George, have you spoken to
him? Sorry, I won't cheat again.
I've spoken to him a couple of times. He's a good lad, man. I don't really know him that well. I don't know him, but I spoke to him on social media. I spoke to him on the phone before.
Is he big for the GBX in the dressing
room? Oh, I love the GBX.
Scooter was always used to the boys, obviously, caning him, but he was the one that played Scooter, TND.
Aye.
Brilliant.
Aye, I loved Scooter.
But was Clyde one on the dressing room?
Every day.
That's brilliant, man. Neil Lennon was telling me when he was in Cyprus, he said that they used to play the GBX all the time at training. To get all the players going, get the boys all going during training and all that. I love that. That's class.
How do you know Neil Lennon?
Goes to my gym.
Oh, does he?
Aye.
Just bench together?
No, I haven't seen him in the gym for a while. But I this was at a charity event, actually. I was sitting talking to him. And he was you know, Big Andy Smiley? It was his daughter's foundation. So they're doing a big charity event for her, for the foundation that she set up. And I was sitting with Lenny and we were doing a presentation together. So I was telling me all about it.
Question two, Simon, take it away.
Well, it's Hamilton currently drives for Mercedes, but who will he be joining in the summer?
Okay.
He's really clever.
He knows he's.
I don't know how to spell it.
Then don't worry about spelling. Can you rub that out?
Can I rub it?
Just with the back. Have you got the back?
No, it fell off. Help me.
And you're also Pally Wally McCoy's, George.
I'm not Pally Wally McCoy's. I know him. I know him to say hello to.
Right, wait a sec.
My daughter used to go to the same.
He doesn't know how to spell it.
School is his son's.
This is terrible.
I used to talk to him in the playground when I went Petty Wins up. You know?
The letter Q springs to mind.
Yeah, that's what I love.
Yeah. You're doing
not bad.
Right. I really don't know.
Come on.
You said you don't know how to spell it, so that's. Yeah.
Go for it.
Oh, I'm just going to guess. Yeah.
Corsa.
Ferrari, both of these are bang on.
Man.
How? And I didn't even see George's that time.
Something's not right here.
I never first.
You bugged him up, or so you talked
to
him.
No, I swear. It was only two questions.
No, but you know what? They'll get, you'll get a lot of these questions.
These have all been on the 5K, man.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. Moving on, question three. In golf, who won the Masters in 2023?
Oh.
Do you know your golf?
No, I'm just trying to think.
I don't know anything about
golf. I hate golf.
Wait, so last year, the Masters?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm trying to think of my friend Noxie's.
What's that competition
content?
The masturbators.
I'm really hungry. Hurry up and get one right. So I can have something to eat.
I know, I've been no one.
I'm getting wrong ones.
Oh, God, let me think.
These are getting cold. I've been too good at this. I'm rubbish at golf. I know nothing about golf.
The Masters.
Just stick a golfer, didn't it, you know? Happy golf.
Right, that's all I'm going to do. Is Colin Montgomery still playing golf?
No. I'm joking. What's he doing now?
I'm
wasn't Bubba, was it? I mean, what, is he still playing? I don't know.
Show the camera.
I put Rory McIlroy.
Rory McIlroy and Tiger was not the answer. Was John Ram.
Oh, so ram that in your gob right now.
Yeah, you can ram that.
Get ramming that in your gob right now.
Oh, they're so messy. Please don't watch.
Do you like it?
No.
Do you like it? Do you like saucy things now?
No. Is that buffalo?
It's buffalo.
It's nice. Yeah.
Enjoying that.
Who's your favourite person to work with?
Carthy.
Andrew.
Of all time?
That's really kind.
What about you?
George is the only person I've worked with.
Is it?
Oh, I've worked with like people when he's like standing in or whatever, they're standing in for George, but George probably tops it, to be fair.
Well, what is, why do you think he's got on so well? Sort of
warped sense of humour.
Yeah. Off here. Do we finish them?
Yeah, you need to finish it. Just one wing.
I mouth. I like that.
What about you in terms of wings? Are you a fan of hot wings?
Not really.
Been anywhere in the world that you've had a good hot wing? America?
I don't know if I've ever had a hot wing. Well, I've had a hot wing before.
Good wings.
Starter, maybe.
It's not something that stands out, TGI's.
No, well, see, I went to LA and I know I've always.
Oh, you've been to LA?
I've been to LA. One thing every night I used to get a delivery to the house, Wing Station it was called.
Nice.
And it delivered all the, it was like, they called it Wing Roulette. 20 wings came at night and it was all different flavours.
Really?
Were you playing out there? Beautiful.
I was coaching out there for LA Galaxy.
Wow.
LA Galaxy.
I know, like,
drop that one in.
That was why Beckham went out there, wasn't it? After
you made it after it. No, but
do you drop this into every podcast?
No, I don't usually say LA Galaxy, but usually just, I stayed in LA for a, and I was, do you know who I was coaching actually? Quite I hope you've got a wee one like this. I was coaching Will Ferrell's son.
Amazing.
If you get any wee ones like that,
is he any good?
Showbiz stories.
Is he any good, Paul?
Dog shite, the son. I told the boy to get into acting like his dad because he isn't good at football. I coached him for 2 years. I should have told his dad early on that he wasn't any use, but
So did you meet the dad?
No word.
Have I told this story before?
What, no. You've met Will?
So Ellen LA, it's a genuine story, and I will actually get the proof of it to show. It might be a picture of me and the boy out there coaching Wanty Wattens. Because of their house was that big, I used to go to the garden.
Right.
Will Ferrell's house in Los Angeles. No word of a lie.
That's amazing.
I swear, don't I?
He's hanging out well.
Did you have dinner with him and stuff?
Well, see, after the session finished, did you see it on you go?
I think he wrote Elf based on you.
I bet he did. That was inspired.
That's definitely inspired.
But just going on to that theme, if you get any wee showbiz stories, I know you're not going to talk that, because then you're going to beat that, but if you get anything like that.
You get sauce in your face.
That's enormous.
You need a shower.
You're saving up for later. I need to go shower.
You need a shower.
Go and shower a footballer, all right? Showbiz stories. I once interviewed George Michael and got on so well with him that they asked me to come and support him at Hampden Park. And I was a big fan, and I think it came across during the interview that I was a big fan. So I was meant to be talking to him for 10 minutes. We ended up chatting for about 45 minutes. And then the next day, the record company phoned and said, George is playing Hampden and he wants to know if you'd like to support him, because you were telling him you're a DJ. So, wow. Yeah, me and my...
Was he a good guy?
He was an amazing guy.
That's an incredible story. What about you? How'd you beat Will Ferrell and George Michael?
So it's the same go-to. I supported Hugh Jackman for 3 nights at the Hydro, but he gave me a scratch card.
Great showman.
Yeah.
That's incredible. How did that come about?
I just got asked to do it through work. It was my boss came to me and said, Hugh Jackman's looking for a support act. Are you up for it? And I said, yeah, aye. Went along and met him, and he gave us all scratch cards right at the end of his like run at Glasgow. I think he opened his tour in Glasgow, actually.
What kind of guy was he?
Oh, he was so nice.
Was he?
Oh, he was so
over nice, too nice.
He comes across as nice, doesn't he?
Too nice for me.
You've never really heard a bad story about Hugh Jackman.
I know. A lot of them. You went for afternoon tea with Alison Hammond, didn't you?
That's not really...
She seems like some laugh, to be fair.
She'll be a good laugh.
She's probably
telling the same story in some podcast.
Right, question four. Yeah. The World Indoor Athletics Championship took place in Glasgow recently. What distance of sprint do they have instead of the 100 metres?
Oh, is that over at the Emirates? No?
Because you've done it.
I don't know.
Ask
me the question again, sorry.
The World Indoor Athletics Championship took place in Glasgow
That's
recently.
That's right, yeah.
What distance of sprint do they have instead of the 100 metres?
I don't know.
I'm just going to go double that, I think.
All right.
Standard.
The answer is 600 metres sprint.
What?
That's why some fucking distance for a sprint, isn't it?
Yeah, because why are they...
I've seen Usain Bolt's not doing it anymore.
I know.
Oh, sorry, 60. 60.
I was going to say, like...
600's a big jump, eh?
60 metres is a big jump in the world. 60 metres
is that because there wasn't enough room?
I think so, mate.
God, I'd sit off and I'd finish in about 3 seconds, I think.
That means we get yet another wing.
You say you go to the gym. How quickly do you think you could run 60 metres in?
Oh, I'm not at this age. I'm 55, man. I'm not running fast.
You look great, mate, for 55.
Yeah, I'm in great shape, mate, yeah.
What do you do when you're at the gym?
Box.
Do you?
Aye.
Name your jokes.
Are you thinking about fighting again?
I'm going to fight again, I think.
Have you had a...
I fought Tommy Sheridan a couple of times. I fought Gordon Smith back in the day, you know.
You fought Gordon Smith?
Just
Did you win both?
Well, it was just slap abouts, wasn't it? It wasn't actually judged fights. It was just...
Boxing's a hard sport for me.
Slap abouts. In the Hilton.
Oh, did you? Wow.
That's the hardest sport, I think.
Aye, it's tough, man. Training, but I've done it for 20 years. I've done it.
Good for you, mate.
It's a long time, you know what I mean? So I still keep on top of it. But I'm going to do it again.
Brilliant.
We're talking about doing some in SWG3, maybe.
Oh, brilliant. Right, Cassie, you need to eat.
Another one?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Every question you get wrong, you need to eat a wing.
Oh, but these are the same, no? They're just the same spice.
How is the spice used to let the viewers know? Is it no bad?
Enjoyable.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
But it's going to get worse, isn't
it? See, well, just before we move on to round two, you used to have met before and done the wee, it was in the Mories, done it, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. That went viral. I think that got some amount of views. You made us a few quid, thanks, mate.
Well, I nearly got sued for it, and I'm not going to tell you why, but I'll tell you off air.
I know why.
I don't want to mention it again.
Famous band?
Yes.
You know this?
Yes.
I can't remember it. Were you shite yourself?
Yes.
But that got sued as well?
No, because it was all true, sir.
All right. How close were you to getting sued?
Pretty close. I don't know.
Getting hell.
People take things so seriously now, don't they? But that is, mate, I must say, hats after you when you're just brand new into the media.
an interview and a legend like that, mate. Good on you.
No, but
Have you been doing it for ages before that? Do you know? You've been doing it for a few years.
No, because I wasn't. I don't go with it when the cast. It must have been about a year or so.
That's when we were doing really well. That's when we were doing really
well. But obviously, I was a fan because of my son, you know what I mean? So I was into it.
How did you find it, mate?
Oh, no, guys like him are easy to interview. Good stories. Can we ask very likeable.
Why was I never asked to do your car thing?
You weren't a big at the time. Ah. Still probably.
Well, he's still not there yet. Right, okay.
No, I cut a year. Keep working at it, all right? You spoke about the Keith Lemon thing, you remember that? You talked about that?
Aye, Keith Lemon, aye.
Dean Arsenal?
He was hard work, aye. He was...
He was in character a lot of the time.
He was in character the whole time. He was arguing with me in character.
What was he arguing?
He's been serious when he's doing that?
I can't even remember. I think I made a joke about his song not being very good. He did this...
I'll get around to it.
...Christmas song. What was it? Bo Selecta Christmas or something.
Proper Crimbo.
Proper Crimbo, that's the one.
I feel like I know that song, that I could sing it.
I said, why should people buy this song, expect them to promote the charity it was for? And he said, why wouldn't they buy the song? I said, well, let's be honest, it's not the best. Just having a laugh. And he went mental. He started like cursing and screaming and shouting and stormed out of the studio.
Is it an acting thing?
Aye, because he was still in character when he was doing it.
As Keith Lemon.
As Avid Marion, as he was.
Oh, aye, that's right.
And was he found me after that? Or did he
No, I never saw him again after it.
Just how do you, in situations like that, how do you deal with that when that happens? Because I've had a wee experience myself interviewing somebody and it went...
Bord Kiernan, do you watch it?
And
no.
I can't do this, Joe, but I genuinely can't do this.
Where can we see this? Because I know Ford as well and I know Slaney and I wouldn't put the two together.
It was comedy. It was comedy gold and it was brilliant.
Yeah.
But it was just all over me. Anytime I asked Etting, it was just so quick. It was so... And I completely collapsed. Live on the...
Oh, did you?
And I was all over the place, visibly for everybody to see.
I don't know Ford all that well, but he doesn't look like he suffers fools gladly.
I really like him.
No,
I really like him for that. Yeah. I didn't mind, it was just me, I just shit myself completely.
But
what about you? Have you ever had one?
You'd wear your sister's clothes.
Aye.
Noel Gallagher for me was one.
Jess Glynn as well.
Noel Gallagher was tough?
To me, yeah. So, George and I were going to interview him, and I don't know if it was down the line. I don't think he was in front of us. No, he was in front of us. Was it not at the Hydro? No,
I think it was just like...
But no, but I'd said to him, I don't know if you might not remember this, but I said to him, you were like, right, it could be a wee bit tough to interview Cass, so just...
I think it's just cool. It's a cool character.
I'll take this, and I was to chip in. But I mean, I was like 4 years into the gig or whatever, and... I think I convinced myself, I'll warm up Noel Gallagher, like, I'll be able to bring him round, right? Because you probably yourself, you'll think, I'll just be myself and I'll go in and they'll warm to me straight away, they'll like me. So I said, what about the spread at the Hydro they put on in the canteen, a bit like that? Oh, you'll be loving that before you go on stage. And they went, why the fuck would I care about the food? I'd be fucking thinking about my shoes before I get on. I went, God, and like, you know that way, kind of like put me in my place.
Don't mind that.
But I went, yeah, and then I remember thinking, I'll just sit aside and let George do it.
I'm like, do you know in Wayne's World, when Wayne goes away and it's just Garth in his own, that's what I was like.
And then Jess I to both
so
of
I just
She couldn't be bothered, was that?
No, I kind of get because you guys have done the Hydro. You know how nervous you get before a big gig like that. He's probably... It doesn't matter how big a star you are, you're probably nervous before a big gig. So talking to somebody in the radio is probably not going to be a lot of fun. But Jess Glynn, she was just really arrogant.
I hate that. I really do. Mm-hmm.
I said to Jess Glynn, we're both sitting there. It wasn't live. It was down Zoom or something like that. And I said to her, you're doing Transmit. So we're all coming along. What sort of set can we expect? Meaning, are you going to do your own stuff? You're going to do the Clean Bandit stuff? And she just went, oh, do you honestly think I'm going to sit here and run through my set list? And I thought, well, I just wondered if we're going to get some new tunes, are you going to do some covers maybe? You do the Clean Bandit stuff. Oh, I'm not going to sit here and talk to you about my set. And people ask me this all the time. And I thought, this is not going out on air. So now you are fucking mine. I was like, so let me ask you something more important, Jess. See, when you get on one of those Jet 2 flights, does it ever piss you off when you hear that song over and over and over and over?
Yeah,
and
I like it.
And she went, I wouldn't fly Jet 2. Oh my God. And
in between conversations.
You said, I'm flying Jet 2 at the weekend.
Aye, but then in between conversations, she would go, down the mic. Like, she would make these weird noises. She'd go, ugh. So we were taking it on a show. Yeah. So we were like that. Do you know what? We'll just put it out.
Yeah.
Why not? We'll
put it
out. Yeah, because I think like years ago.
I don't think we did put it out.
No, we put all the noises she made.
Oh, that's what we did.
We made a montage of noises that Jessica had made during this interview.
What's she doing?
What's the noises you make?
In the shower.
I don't know why I did that.
Slaney, you strike me as one of these guys that sits in the shower.
Oh, yeah.
In the bath with the water,
just
hit your head.
I just hit your head. Cold bath, cold shower. Just thinking about things that happen.
So have you not heard that before, bro? Him and his brother have got a bath and a shower, so his brother will lie in the bath and he'll stand over him in the shower.
That's a nice setup. Same
way my dad does a shower. Nah, too much.
That's just the Bob Marley.
Too much. Why didn't you have a four-way song?
Nah.
Why do you love singing?
I don't know.
He's got a good voice.
Round two, Tyrion first!
Yes! Oh, I love this guy. Which country does Forrest Gump travel to as part of the All-American ping pong team?
That's the hardest question in history.
No, that's a great question. I think that's quite obvious.
Do you know this, George?
If you think about the film, it's quite obvious.
Yeah, I think so. I think I know this.
I think you know this, George.
What?
George will get us.
What country does he travel to?
Yes. Yeah, I think he travelled Jet 2.
Yeah, he didn't like that Jet 2.
He went Jet 2.
Cassie said, oh, I'm flying Jet 2 at the weekend. I'm going on my holidays to see my mum. And she went, yeah, thanks very much for telling me where you're going on holiday.
That's right. So I totally forgot that.
And then I went, well, I'm thinking about going on holiday later in the year. I don't know whether I'm going to Tenerife for a beta.
Jess Glenn sounds like a hero.
We want to get her back on.
That is incredible.
Have you ever had an awkward one?
Have had someone you offended or whatever.
Barry Ferguson at first was going to kill her mic guy. Kept taking ages to put his mic on, and I hadn't met Fergie at the time, so you know the reputation, he could get quite angry. But I'd managed to settle him down. He seemed like he was in a good mood, and then my mic guy took like fucking 7 minutes to put his mic on. And I could see Fergie staring at me again, thinking, you fucked this interview for me.
It's a bad start.
But he was actually brand new after that.
He can't even raise
But the way he was looking at the mic guy, was like, he wants to kill him, man. And the mic guy was so nervous.
Oh, he would be. Anyway, is that the right answer?
Yes!
Nope.
You're eating, Cass.
As on you go.
Eat.
This looks spicy.
It is spicy.
Right, I want a wee bit first, because I'm scared.
What's your dream meal, starter, main, dessert? Ask and tell them what happens though.
Last day in the earth, electric chair gets wheeled in, you get strapped on it. Uh-huh. Start the main dessert, what'd you go for?
And a wee class. Start the main dessert? I couldn't do three courses now, you're joking?
Nah, just like a main, I'm way there.
I'm a main. Like a main. Yeah, maybe I'll have a dessert.
That hot spice?
I like Italian food and I like Indian food. Yeah.
Oh, so what would you go for if you had
to? So spaghetti madras.
Oh, I nearly dropped that.
Aye, spaghetti madras is always good. No, it's only a matter of time for someone in Glasgow tries that, by the way.
Yes, and when he's setting though.
Well, that's out the back of my
But just say you had unlimited, like you would never get full, so you could fit in a starter as well. What would be your dream starter?
What would be a good starter?
Do you know what? I'm one of those bogging girls that loves
you like patty. A prawn cocktail, chicken in a basket and a Black Forest gato, wouldn't it?
Drumsticks. By the way, what did you say the first thing?
I loved
patty. Oh, chicken patty, amazing.
Patty's my favourite.
No, I'm not.
If I go to one of these fancy hotel dudes, which you know and I both know, the meals are never amazing.
But no, they're not.
If you put out a patty, I'm in my element. Mm. Oh, I love it.
She'll say to other people, you're going to eat your patty.
They never give you enough oatcakes. Oh, it riles me
so
up.
You end up I was just sitting eating the patty.
Do you know what I want to do sometimes? Let's say it's at the Hilton, I want to go, if you cut a wee bit of bread, I could just wipe the rest
that up, man.
It's a wee bit more. Get another oatcake over here. I like garlic prawns. Garlic prawns.
Nice,
good
garlic prawns.
I mean,
yeah.
Main meal.
Starter.
Main. I love a good Sunday
roast.
Uh-huh.
Right, here we go. Question two. Who plays? Wait a minute. Oh no! Sorry, it's all right. Who plays Captain Stephen Hiller in the 1996 blockbuster Independence Day?
Good question. Big actor.
One of my favorite actors.
Incredible actor.
Who plays
Captain Stephen Hiller?
Captain Stephen Hiller in 1990 blockbuster Independence Day.
What's the famous quote for Independence Day? Famous line.
Whoever comes up comes down.
And that, George, do you know this again? Yeah. Any like phone up pal or anything?
Yeah, you can phone it as long as they're famous.
It has to be somebody famous because we don't
have to be, but no one any bum on
this.
Who
have I got that's famous in my phone book?
Oh, this will be good.
Who is
the most famous person in your phone book?
I don't know.
Can you pass my bag?
Paldy?
Nah, I don't really know.
Paldy's dad.
I can probably say dad.
Is he not married?
No, Yeah, he's married to Lewis's mum.
How old is stepma?
No, because they're very, very kind to Cash for Kids, aren't they?
Ah, oh, brilliant.
I'm not getting any famous people's.
Drop in who else is very kind to Cash for Kids, because that's great to know.
Lewis Capaldi is like one of the most
biggest nice supporters.
People. Yeah, big supporter for Cash for Kids. Isn't
Okay. Who else
could
is
ask kinda, that? Could, would you
a lot of these guys anonymously support. Aye. So what will happen is, people. You know, with Mark, for instance, I'm sure he won't mind me saying this, he'll come in and maybe say, there's a wee wad of cash or there's a cheque. Don't want you to mention it on air or anything like that. You know, we just wanted to go straight to the children. And we go, right, okay, that's aye. Fine. No well,
yeah. Like I once did a thing where I ran every day to work, 6 miles here and 6 miles back for the month for Cash for Kids.
Brilliant, mate.
And Lewis went on and sponsored me like $5,000 or something like that. You know what I mean? Just quality. But didn't want anyone to know about it, just did it anonymously because that's the nice type of guy he is. And he probably doesn't get any credit for that.
Ever had a donation for...
Still waiting.
I put a donation on Meet Your Money and was on it.
Why don't we try, just came to my head first, Tosh McKinley since...
Oh, no, no.
No, because there's a bit of history.
Oh, you don't got on?
Yeah, there's a bit of history.
Got on.
Sorry.
He said something about Tosh jokingly on a podcast and Tosh took it the wrong way.
And then he phoned me, but he went through to my voicemail and at my network, Tesco. So he's caned me for having a Tesco mobile.
Who the fuck has got a Tesco
mobile? Now he only shops in Aldi.
What was he says? The big shop? The big man? The big shop?
The big
I'm
man.
Trying to think who else without having
who else have you got?
Anybody? Somebody in football?
Ah, that
one. Or music. Showbiz, showbiz.
Somebody in
Jess Glynn? Jess Glynn.
Not get Jess Glynn.
No, Gallagher, you got
Nolan. Who else have you got?
I'm looking through here. I'll try and stop in there.
I think you're being modest.
I generally don't have a celebrity friend. I don't.
You will have.
Here's a good question. What about weddings? Like, you've done great, as you said. Any other celebrity weddings you've done?
Thanks, but I don't think if there's anybody. Whose wedding have I done? No, I don't think I have. Josh Taylor's. Did Josh Taylor's wedding.
Wow. Who's that?
Josh Boxer.
All right.
Did Josh's wedding.
Oh, Josh Taylor, sorry, aye, wow.
Did Josh Taylor.
Where was that?
Yeah, that was it was down in the Borders. It was in Dumfries.
What other big names there? Compson would have been there as his pal, anyway.
No, Martin wasn't there. I don't know why Martin wasn't there, because that's how I met Josh, through Martin. Because we went to Transmit.
Right.
And Martin obviously knew I was into boxing, and he was going with Josh. I said, oh, could I meet him? And he said, oh, he loves the GBX, he'd love to meet you, so...
Are you going to go to the cattle fight?
Yes.
You want to go down that?
So I think that would be great. I probably will. If I can get the show cover and stuff, I would go down.
You said Grado's wedding was the wildest you've been at?
It was pretty crazy. It was an Ayrshire wedding, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're sitting the same side of the church. it was fun, man. It was a party. I like that type of win. See, like, I like that type of gig. I mean...
free-for-all.
Spoke about this earlier on. I was talking to some people about this at the weekend. Like, nowadays you do it at a lot of clubs with the younger ones. They're all making TikToks and Instas and all that. And they don't want to jump about and go mental. But back in the day, when I was starting out, you know, in the 90s and the noughties, it was like chaos.
What is the biggest...
The rave scene
what is the most chaotic gig you've had?
Oh.
Back in the day. I did do Archaos.
Archaos was mental. I used to do Archaos, the tunnel. The Arches was always great. I used to do Hugman 8, the Arches every year. And that would be like 2,500 people. I did it 5 years in a bounce, and it was mental.
But see, Archaos was there was a fight every 2 minutes, wasn't there?
Archaos. See, be honest with you, I mean...
Days, though, mate. Archaos was brilliant.
Do you like to fight?
There was a lot of fighting in Glasgow back in the day, but see now, because of like CCTVs and... camera phones and all that. You don't get trouble in clubs, which is great. When I first started DJing, there was fights all the time.
We need to bring
it was
back
horrible.
Fights in clubs,
it was horrible, okay. Man. So you don't want all that. You want to get in and have a good night. You want to know people are going to be
I
safe.
I agree, though, George. I think the phones have killed. Every time you see that gig, everybody's got a phone.
I tell you whose phone's killed her. I don't find a famous person.
No, it's
like
not that. Cold
hot wings.
I don't want to bother anybody.
Well, we've not got a box for that long.
Right, well...
8 minutes left.
Who have you got?
I'm just looking here.
Right, why don't you just guess the answer and then you can phone somebody on another question?
Right, okay.
Right, so who plays Captain Stephen Hill in 1996 Blockbuster Independence Day? Big American actor. Take a wee guess.
I'm just going to go for this.
Kevin Bridges
wrong.
Just put... Kevin Spacey. Will Smith, George! Go on, Cassie.
Right, okay. I've already had one of these, but it was fine. It was okay.
Have you played weddings?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she does a lot of weddings.
Anyone that we would know?
Well, there was somebody...
I think you need to eat another wing, I'm sorry. That's half of the last one you were meant
to eat. I was asked to do, and I don't know what happened with this Kevin Bridges wedding.
Wow.
And then it changed.
Interesting.
But then he changed what he wanted as in his entertainment. So I think he ended up going for a band. So when I got the initial call, basically I said, it's my friend's hen. And I was maid of honour. But it was so hard. Went back to her, told her. She went, fuck the hen.
Go wow, that's a good friend.
That's a good friend.
Go and do Kevin's wedding and then fly, you know, to France and join us. And I went, right, okay. And I phoned the events company back and they said, he's changed his mind. I think his partner was quite keen on a DJ and he wanted a band. I think they went for the band.
Oh,
yeah.
That would have been incredible, wouldn't it?
I know.
So was there any contact directly with him though?
No, I've never met Kevin. Never met him.
Yeah?
I met him, I interviewed him when he was about 16.
Did you?
Just when he was starting out. But I don't think I've met him since.
Could you tell he'd go to the top?
Not during that interview. When I saw his comedy, I could tell he was going to the top. But during the interview, he was only a wee boy. And
hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It came in, it was Des McLean was working on the show at the time. And he said, oh, this boy's comedy is amazing. He's going to be a superstar. And he brought him in and we interviewed him and it just didn't work. It's just like, he wasn't used to chat. I mean, now you see him on chat shows and he's brilliant. So you can imagine what he was like at 16, you know what I mean? He was just sitting there and he didn't have any chat. And I was like, are you sure this guy's a comedian? No.
I'd love to pick your brain.
Now you look at him.
Pick his brain. Honestly.
After this, what are you doing after this? Would you go for a coffee or?
I'm going for a coffee.
I love that. Anyway, question. It could not fit. Simon, you take it because you love this show.
I do love it. Do you watch Succession?
Yes, I do.
Incredible, isn't it?
Love it.
You
love
guys?
No, I don't watch it.
What do you watch?
No, I've been watching Gentlemen just now.
Gentlemen's brilliant. But anyway, in Succession, which football team does Logan Roy support? I'll give you a clue. It's a Scottish
support
team.
Yeah, support.
Are they big?
Scottish Premier League team, yeah.
Not by support.
Support.
One of the two.
Well, you... No, don't say anything.
He is incredible, isn't he, Brian?
He's brilliant.
Cox?
They're all brilliant in it. Every single Jeremy Strong brilliant in it.
Brian Cox.
I've never actually met Brian Cox. Gary Spence had him once. Oh, that's close.
It's Hibs!
The Hearts, God!
He bought Hearts. That was the gag. His kids bought Hearts for him.
Right.
And he said, I'm a Hibs fan. Ugh.
Because they are fuck-ups, isn't it? And
yeah,
up
yeah, that's the whole thing. Yeah. Macaulay Culkin, brother's brilliant, isn't it?
Another wing.
He's an amazing actor.
Incredibly well.
Yeah.
You play a creep really well, but he does it.
They both are similar. I'm getting painted here. Need to change his narrative in a wee minute.
I would love to paint.
Can you have another one of these?
But if there's anybody out there that wants to paint me, feel free.
Is that really hot?
No, it's not bad.
Is that right?
I feel free. They two are talking around. They're just talking to each other.
I know.
What
a show it is. How are you finding this, Cassie, so far?
Fine.
Enjoying it?
I'm actually, yeah.
Enjoying yourself?
Getting the team to a wee bit for them?
I don't know. Are they hot? Oh, you've not had one yet?
I've not had one yet.
I'm absolutely ruining my jeans. Like, they're a mess.
That's all right. That's fine.
Right, here we go. Question 4. Who is James Bond's boss?
Are you a big Bond fan?
I'm huge.
Who's your favourite Bond?
Daniel Craig took James Bond to a whole new
100%.
Level. 100%.
Could not agree more.
Good minds think alike.
100%.
These two are. There's some in there.
So when he goes down to see Josh Taylor, I'll be getting out of the radio to take his place.
Know what I mean? Letter. I know.
There you
yes!
Go.
I swear down.
Okay.
I was about to swear on a family member's life, but I won't do that. But I swear down I did not see
well it. Done. George, you want to try one?
Just I do want to try one.
I'll try one with you, mate, if you don't mind.
Yeah, oh!
I'm going to get dinner the night, so I'm going
to
man. Right up to East Kilbride. Where do you stay?
Shawlands.
Well, what's your actual address, just for the viewers? Shawlands, where are you, George?
West End. No. Botanics.
Oh, what a
not far
here.
No far from me. No far from actually Neil Lennon, Capaldi, and Andy Halliday.
I'm not on George wages, street. That's why I'm in the poor mass West End.
Will you end up going into the West End when the money gets?
I don't know my south side.
But Shawlands is coming.
So I was actually brought up in the Mearns, but then I went.
Oh, you're posh.
And well, I don't know about
Mearns
that.
Mearns is posh, innit?
And I went to public school.
Okay.
Aye. Aye, yeah, yeah. Did well, you do drama? Public schools in Mearns.
Did you do drama at school?
No. Mm-mm.
Did you?
No.
Did you always know you wanted to sort of go into this industry? How did that come about?
No, it was kind of. I actually used to do makeup years ago, and then I ended up meeting George through Clyde because I was in like the street team. So it was basically like I would just go about and do different things, like a runner for Clyde. But George and I had quite similar interests in music and things like that, and we used to just get on pretty well. So when a position came available, I went for it. And George and a wee bit of thanks to his wife,
right,
got me the gig.
Got a gig.
Did you see something different in her than other people?
She had my sense of humour and.
And that works.
Got my sense of humour because
some story that
it's a bit like you guys. You know what I mean? You have a certain sense of humour that's funny, but some people might find offensive and might say, and you don't mean to cause offence to anybody, but some people take it the wrong way. And Cassie wasn't one of those people. And you
have you ever been close to getting cancer? Do you ever said something on the radio and you thought, oh, I'm maybe?
Think so?
Nah, never.
No,
I tend never to say anything on the radio. I wouldn't say in front of my wains.
Yeah,
that's kind of like
a good rule for it.
A rule
it's
for
more
it.
Difficult now, I think, with things like podcasts because we're obviously kind of trained almost not to do that. But then, like, I had a podcast a while ago with Roisin from Gogglebox, and we spoke about everything on that. But even at times, I'd be like, that, oh, I don't know well, if that I can say that. That. Mm. Yeah.
Why didn't you phone her?
I could phone Roisin actually. Oh, she's so flaky though. Thing is, because she's a, what is she, a Gen Z, she doesn't pick up the phone. Do you know what I mean?
We've
she
likes got a question. Right. For a question.
I will, I'll try her, right?
Right, so we're going on to round three here. But before this, and I'm not just saying this, I was obsessed with the prank calls.
Oh, Make Dad Mad?
No, I'm talking about Rab Corbett. There was mad rumours that you were behind Rab Corbett.
You've asked me this before.
No, but I'm desperate to get it out.
Obsessed, I?
Obsessed.
No, you're obsessed with the fact that George might have been Rab, but it wasn't him.
See, the Rab I used to day prank his because of it. It got me into day and prank phone calls.
Wow.
I loved it. Have you ever heard it?
I'm phones up
the Jimmy Cope original. Is that Rab with the crab?
It's not me.
So are you saying here live you think it is George?
Nobody knows who Rab Corbett
when
is.
When you hear George's voice,
being Rab Corbett all the time.
It sound like Rab
My
Corbett.
Father-in-law died convinced that I was Rab Corbett, and I'm not. He gave me the tapes and he said, I know this is you. And I'm like, don't know what you're talking about, but they're very funny. Because it was cassettes back then. It was so long ago.
Yeah.
But it was before the internet. No, it wasn't like, they're all online now and all that kind of stuff. And they even came out on CD at one point. But back then, back like in the 90s, it was a cassette that was going around Paisley. Well, that looks...
What are these? Thunder.
Can we get some more napkins?
Fire. As well? I'll get you
We're making a hell of a mess.
Thank you.
Thunder thighs.
Thunder
thighs. How do you feel about thunder thighs, Cass?
I don't know.
There you go, team. Yeah, there's that. Instead of this shows you how nice a guy is, but I've actually got you some.
Oh, look at those. Wow, that's a posh place.
How have you been using
them? Were they hot, mate? Yeah. The ones you tried, were they hot?
No, they were all right. The second round was all right.
So they've been quite easy so far, would you say?
No, they've been tough for me.
Not tough, are they? You're taking it well, though.
Yeah, that was all right.
The second lot were.
How did you get in the radio, Jules?
How did I get on the radio? Just from working behind the scenes. I mean, I told you before in the podcast years ago, I was handing in a demo for somebody else, mine, at Radio Clyde, and I said, if there's ever any jobs going, I'd love to work in radio. And it just so happened they'd sacked someone that day, and they said, we're really stuck for tomorrow night. Can you come in and answer the phones for the open line and run some tapes? And that was how I got in the door. And I worked in the production office for 2 years, making demo tapes, and other presenters were listening to my demos and giving me advice and stuff, and it was great.
Amazing. So when did that actually say, right, you're going to go on and present a radio show?
It was in the summer of 1990. So I'd been there for 2 years. So what happened was they split their frequency January 91, and everyone got the word in the production office that was a DJ got a radio show apart from me. I got nothing. So I was still young at the time. I was still only 20. And things didn't work out 6 months later, and Through the Night Show came up, and they stuck me on that for 6 months. And then the guy that was running it, he actually was doing the afternoon show from like 12 till 2, and he left, and I got the gig, which was great. So that was me. And I haven't looked back since.
Do you get nervous in the radio?
Not so much.
Really? I get nervous. Like, you get nervous before live events. I don't know if you get nervous for live events.
No, I do. Like,
I get nervous for gigs. And like, any type of gig, I always get a wee bit.
If you're driving a gig, there's always that, like, well, it's going to be a good one.
I hope I don't mess this up or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Particularly if it's a really busy gig.
We've never got that worry because we always mess it up.
Aye, well, that's okay. But that's part of the fun. But that's part of the fun. When you guys mess up, it's part of the fun. If we mess it up, if
no, you're right. Actually,
you get the sarcastic. Whoa! Whereas you guys mess it up, it's like pantomime. You know what I mean? It's expected. It's fun. It's part of the show.
What about this question? Favorite song to play you've ever played on the radio?
Favorite song?
Great question.
Terrible question, but fuck it.
I wish you never asked.
Takes up a bit really of time, doesn't it?
Nah, because we're
Cassie loves Ed Sheeran and Pink.
Do I? What? Oh my god, no.
Oh, because Clyde, do you get the same song? Is that, can it be Clyde?
Every radio station does that. In fairness, you've got to play the songs that people like, not what you like. So to ask us what songs we want, if we went on the radio and played the songs we liked, probably no one would listen, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you've got to play what the punters like, you've got to play what the audience likes.
But what song does your tits in? What is it? What song does your tits in?
What song does...
Well, Maroon 5, Memories.
Yeah, oh, I hate that.
What does that got? Memories and a memory. What is that?
Yeah, that's it. Just thinking that's
I like
it.
I like Maroon 5 though.
A lot of people love Maroon 5. I just find it a bit dreary and a bit overplayed, but I understand why, because that's what people want to hear. And they know they're here what I want to hear. That's what GBX is for.
Is there somebody in your ear when you're in? On the radio?
We've got a producer.
You've got a producer. He's not in your ear, but he'll like talk to you during the song.
Do you ever get a wee rap and say, come on?
Sometimes he'll say, wind it up. Like that, if we started going a wee bit, but in general,
I just couldn't tell George off because George would tell him where to go.
Oh, I would have told you, the main man.
No, he wouldn't
tell him. The guy said to me,
imagine, right, I don't know if let's be honest, if Finn came, right, and he's like, George, don't look in
the The guy's not going to do it. He's a weightlifter, though. He's doing bodybuilding now.
He's quite scary now, yeah.
Because they all had a wee drink at the Clyde One Christmas party. I don't drink, so I was on the water and. Finn was there, and they were going to try and get him to lift everyone in order. They were going to try and get him. Well, start with Cassie and then go on to John, one of the other producers, and then go on to me and then go on to someone a wee bit heavier and all that because he had a wee drink.
Did he go to your gym?
Bodybuilder. No, he goes to a gym in Edinburgh somewhere, but he does like serious bodybuilding. No, I'm not messing
with
this guy.
He's into his bodybuilding.
In the bodybuilding.
What are you lifting?
Just 110 kg.
Right.
Just that's for the legs only, the new. Hopefully get up.
Hi. What's your target?
430 kg.
Round three, music! Yay! Question one. Who wrote and sang the original song All Along the Watchtower? All Along the Watchtower. Do you know who sings it?
No.
Oh my god. How are you a DJ? Going to take your license off you. All Along the Watchtower.
I'm just realised.
You should know.
George, what year is that?
I'm a terrible
George,
speller.
What era?
60s.
Oh, for God. I mean, come on.
I know, but do you listen to music in your lifetime?
No, I like Frank Sinatra, but I don't.
Right, take a guess.
Sing it to me.
All Along the Watchtower.
A famous guitar riff, innit?
Jimi Hendrix done that.
By Led Zeppelin.
Famous, but somebody was before it.
Is that right?
The original, huh? Have you met Jimi Hendrix?
Aye. Jimi Hendrix.
Wrong.
Oh! Eat. Right, no, I don't know.
You can start eating, George.
Oh, Christ.
Two first names. Two first names.
Good clue.
Two first names.
Has she got it?
I think I know who it is.
No.
Can I get it?
No, you've got to
get it. It's me and you, Paul Simon.
Can I guess?
What's the fucking jet? He's Paul.
Can I guess?
Paul Simon.
Can I guess? I'm still eating.
Yeah, right? You're right, Bob Dylan, George. Do you ever get called Dude?
No.
The Dundee hanger.
I thought it was an Edinburgh thing.
Who's Dude? His dad's called George.
Tom Wilson, the legendary DJ Tom Wilson. His brother used to call me Dode for some reason.
Dode, that's a Dundee hang. Your name's George, you get called Dode in Dundee.
Be Dode's Lane.
I'm a wee bit nervous about these, George.
Yeah, let's go on, Cassie. Get him in, yeah. How is it, George? First bite?
Well, it's the first bite's always all right, and it's like 5 seconds later, you're like...
What have you got on for the rest of the day after this?
Anything? Certainly a toilet, Pam.
Well, any.
Banging in the door. You're going to be long in there. You're going to be alive.
I can't believe I've noticed. Have you got any Gordon Dale stories?
Gordon Dale?
He's the best.
He's obviously joined
again,
the show.
Again, there's things I hear that you could not say in this podcast.
You could.
No, you
could. He says them.
I'm surprised I'm no DJ at one of his weddings. There's been enough of them, you know what I mean?
You'd have made a fortune, but five you'd have had. Right, question two.
Here we go.
This is your favourite song.
This is my favourite song. The song Milkshake by Kelis was first offered to another pop star who turned it down. What is the name of this pop star?
I heard. This was not long ago this came out, I think.
Is that right? Oh, I don't think I know this one.
I honestly think me and you could sit down still and they could do this.
Just do it themselves. Was it Paul Potts? It was Paul Potts, wasn't it?
Right, that's it.
I've got one or two.
Singing that song.
I've got one or two and I don't know which one to go with.
Who else would be good at singing milkshake? Daniel O'Donnell. Daniel O'Donnell singing milkshake.
Shit, who was it? Milkshake.
O'Donnell was Clayza.
This was a really big fact. Just
sipping a milkshake. Okay, who have you went?
I want to go one of these two.
You need to pick one, George, please. We're ruthless here, mate.
Right, okay. Whoa. I'm going to go with that one.
Who are you going,
Did
Cassie?
You not nearly sue this other person over it or something? No, that maybe I've got a different story.
No, there's no talk of suing it in here.
I'm going to go with
are
that.
Are you going
to say him? Beyonce, it was.
Britney Spears!
Scored out Christina Aguilera.
Graham Spears' daughter.
Right.
Right, Cassie, you're eating. Eat.
I'm going to say it, these are not that bad.
Are they all right? I think they've toned it down.
We probably need some more water, though.
But you're only eating half, can I just say? That was meant to be a full one. Maybe that's why you're not getting the full heat.
No.
Oh, cool.
No, I'm getting enough sauce.
There you go, Cass. You'll need some more water.
Right. Are you all right?
Yeah.
You guys want topped up here?
Thanks very much.
Really last cool. Question of this round, Paul. Oh, no, it's not second last.
Question three.
Nope.
I'm actually really surprised with this. Thanks, mate. Here we go. Question three. What is most commonly used, girl's name used in... Wait a minute, let me say that again, because that was just nothing but diarrhea coming out of my gob there. Question three. What is the most commonly used girl's name used in song titles?
Great question, by the way.
Better say the second time as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, he done that the second time.
That's a good
bit.
Question, man.
That's a great question, isn't it? Who are you talking about phoning?
I'd said Dick Campbell, because him and I made pals at a dinner.
Oh,
and then
okay.
He came on the show. Oh, no, he was lovely. He was a really nice guy.
Nice guy.
Oh,
he's a brilliant guy.
Right, you're going to phone it? We want Dick, don't
we? We want Dick. We want Dick. We want Dick. We want Dick.
You phoning him?
No, I don't know. Hold on.
Go on, give him a phone. Give him a phone. Have you ever interviewed any sports people, or is it always
Dick Campbell?
And how was
Dick
that?
Dick Campbell, I that one show.
I interviewed Usain Bolt once.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I tried to get him a sign for Morton, because he said he wanted to play for Man United.
Yeah, Anthony played, didn't he?
He wanted to play for Man United. So
what about Jackie McNamara? You just came up.
Made the Greenock Telegraph. Good.
Yeah. We can phone him.
No. Usain Bolt might be coming to Morton.
He won't know the answer to this.
Is he alright? Was he alright?
He was great, he was really good chat. He had a book out. So he was trying to plug his book. So he was doing like a radio tour, and we get an opportunity.
That's a real bad one, mate. Do you know, say it was over really quick?
Oh, God. Yeah, very good. Very good.
Not bad.
Yeah, Bolt, Usain Bolt.
Any other sportsmen?
Who else have we had on? We must have spoken to sportsmen.
Cassie, you just at Campbell, anyone else?
Anyone in sport?
I met, interviewed.
We don't have a lot of sports people on our show. That'd be like Super Scoreboard.
Chris Hoy. I didn't interview him, but I went out with him once. I was DJing at some cycling event or whatever. They asked me to come and DJ. It was a charity thing, and they asked me to come and DJ at the end of it because one of my pals was a cyclist, and he was pals with Chris Hoy, and it was just at the after the Beijing Olympics. So he'd just come back from Beijing and obviously he'd won all these golds. So like before the Olympics, nobody really knew him. And then he came back and he was this like national hero. And we were sitting with him at the table and I was saying to him, you know, did you have any idea when you were over there and you were winning all these golds, the reaction that was having at home? He said, I thought nothing of it. He said, off the plane, I felt like Elvis, crazy. You know what I mean?
That's incredible.
It was crazy.
Did he have a drink? Did you like a drink?
I can't remember if I don't think he was drinking. No, I don't think he was drinking. Drinking at the time. It was back in my drinking days, so I'll not remember.
You ever had a beer with anybody else famous?
A beer with?
A night out?
A beer with someone?
Sorry, I wasn't Googling the answer there. I was like thinking I did Bruin's Backroom, remember? I did a podcast with Archie Knox, Craig Brown, my dad, and what's his name? Colin?
Henry.
Yeah. I got on well with Colin as well.
Do you want to phone him?
I probably could phone him, but not to this. He won't know the answer to this. I'm waiting till I've got a question that I actually don't know.
Right, okay, what's your answer to this?
I've changed mine. I was going to go Maria, and I went Mary.
Mary's right! We want Dick! We want Dick! We want Dick! We want Dick!
You could rave that up for a
little
bit.
Oh, mate, get that out, man.
I did a rave version for a joke once of a singing kettle song. because Artie from the Singing Kettle is one of my neighbours, and I said, for a laugh, for April Fool's Day, let's do a rave version of Little Bunny Foo Foo and say it's coming out as a single. And he came on the show and spoke about it and all that, and we did it. And now he plays it at the end of every Singing Kettle gig, a rave version of Little Bunny Foo Foo.
What was the GBX song that made you massive?
Definitely Bits and Pieces. I mean, I never wrote Bits and Pieces. Patrick Prince wrote Bits and Pieces. It was Artemisia did it. And it's one of these ones, it's like, DJs will know this, it's like, it starts on the half beat, so whenever you mix it in, it's always slightly out. And I just, me and Sparkos decided to do a version that we could mix in easily, so we wouldn't mess it up when we're playing our sets. And Cassie ended up giving it to Calvin Harris, and it got played at Tea in the Park. Yeah. And it became massive.
Wow.
How did you get George to Calvin Harris?
So, I was at Tea in the Park. George, had you left? Were you there that
I time? Had promised to do a gig for somebody. I promised to do a birthday for someone.
Yeah.
And it was one of the management at Clyde, and I couldn't say no. So it was their daughter's 21st.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get out of it, so I couldn't go to Tea in the Park.
So we had a guy from Kiss FM that was up, and he was got an exclusive interview with Calvin. So him and I were hanging out at Tea in the Park. George had given me the memory stick, I gave it to him, and then he then went in and gave it to Calvin. But apparently Calvin had a whole entourage of pals backstage, and he had this big like tent to go, and they were all having like drinks. I think they had like a snooker table and all that, but they were having like a proper
married, I think.
That's right, it was like a pub stag do. They were having backstage.
Done the pub, hadn't they? They'd done a carbon copy of the local pub.
The local pub, and brought it to Tea in the Park. And Calvin said, I've been given this memory stick, and his pals were like, you need to play that. Like, you need to play it in your set. So I think they dared him, like his mates, and he went like that, right, okay, and played it right at the end.
And I'm not going into too much detail, but has that made you a fortune, eh?
Well, it's made Patrick Prince a fortune, because he wrote the song, but it's certainly raised my profile and given me a great career.
Every Scotland goal before Scotland games, it's incredible, you hear it everywhere now.
That is brilliant.
It's crazy, because in Scotland, if you say Bits and Pieces, even though we'll always praise Patrick and you'll say, you know, Patrick Prince made it, you would say George Bowie, because you just think of George.
It's Patrick's song. It's definitely Patrick's song.
Yeah.
It's the same like with you guys making the Yes Sir, I Can Boogie song, and then we did the remix on that.
Yeah.
It's huge, because we couldn't get, was it one of the newspapers you did an article with or something? But it was at Sun, maybe? Can't remember. There's one of the papers, and they did a thing of who should remix Bits and Pieces, should remix Yes Sir, I Can Boogie, because Open Goal were playing it. And everyone said, Calvin Harris, if we can't get him, we'll have George Bowie. Okay. So, of course, they said to me, oh, do you want the contacts for Baccarat? So I phoned the girl up, and she put me on to their manager. And it turned out that the record label had lost the original vocal. And this is during COVID. And they'd lost, there'd been a fire, and they'd lost the vocal for Yes Sir, I Can Boogie. So I said, well, these guys are playing it in Scotland, it's massive, and they had the video as well of
Andy Considine.
And you guys were playing it at a podcast, it was everywhere, and the boys were all dancing to it in the studio. And I said, we really need to do a remix of this. And I said, how about if I hire a studio in Madrid and fly you girls in, will you go in and re-record the vocal for me? So they said yes, so they went in. So I hired this studio during COVID. I couldn't go over, so I'm sitting watching it on Zoom, and the two girls, Maria and Christina, went in and re-recorded Yes Sir, I Can Boogie, and then it came out, and it was huge, and we totally remixed it. And then Maria died like 6 months later.
God's sake.
And I thought, God, if we hadn't taken that opportunity, you know what I mean?
Who would you be in EastEnders? Who would play in EastEnders? Oh, her that used to play Stacey.
Yeah, maybe actually get the world on our shoulders a lot of the time. Not
good play.
Max Brannan. He turned up, you know, they had an affair, didn't they?
How about you, John? Who'd play you on EastEnders?
I haven't watched EastEnders for about 30 years, so I don't know.
You've been
Dean Beale's still in it.
I've got nothing left.
Question four.
Sorry, you
are you eating these wings by
the way? I swear, didn't I?
Okay, keep an eye on her. Question four, Paul.
Okay, do you want me to go again? No problem. Question four. What musician was the first to have an album released on compact disc bracket CD bracket in 1982?
Compact disc CD?
Hi. Sorry, I'll do that again. Sorry, guys. Take that banner. Here we go. Question four. What musician was the first to have an album released on compact disc CD in 1982?
Musician, not a band.
No, musician.
These are proper throwbacks. Are you going to give me some naughty questions?
I mean, that's kind of like
some naughty question.
Aye, some naughty question.
I'm after this.
I don't know.
Do you got a clue? In fact, you've not had a wing, George. Let's see you in these rings.
I would count on you to know this as well, George. I can't lie.
Trying to think who was big in
1982. I love this singer,
do you? Oh, one of the best songs. Two of the best songs.
Is it a big, going to get, is it a big, big singer? Massive. Dead or alive?
Older. Dead. Alive.
Alive, but old.
Alive.
Right, that's not who I was going to
have. Oh, look. Oh,
fuck, you've just helped him. What is it? Is that Slaver? Is that
yeah, no, I thought it might be actually.
1982.
His initials are a sexual term, innit?
Oh, you. Shush.
Sorry.
No, I didn't change it, George. Just go with what you went with because he's. We want to see you eating one of these wings, mate.
Oh, you've given. Yeah.
You got it?
Well, I'm hoping I've got it.
It's a sexual term.
Aye. I'm definitely.
Right, here you went. Show the camera.
This is so wrong.
No, no.
Oh, is it right?
I don't know if this is right.
Oh, is it?
I'm only going with that as a sexual term.
He's got it right.
Pumpkin! Oh, get up! Jeeves said I'm giant! Pumpkin! Oh, oh my god!
BG, do I BG? That's genius! One of my favourite moments on here. Incredible. Would you eat one just to get
I will eat one instead of Cassie because, because I wouldn't have got that without Slaney's clothes. So.
That is actual genius.
I had written down David Bowie, so. But I thought it was Dire Straits.
Favourite Billy Joel song?
Piano Man.
Play me a song, you're the piano man.
In New York, he sang it in New York, it was one of the best versions I've ever heard.
And,
I thought.
Madison Square Garden.
We Didn't Start the Fire, it was an American song.
Oh, brilliant. What was that?
You got it right, no joke.
No lyrics, it's just words.
He's going to eat yours, but you can take it out and
really clever, it's very original.
How is that, George, alright?
Well.
Who's your favourite DJ? Who's your favourite DJs of all time?
I love Peggy Goo because I'm mad.
Peggy Goo's good.
We seen her in Bologna Airport.
Did you meet her?
We used to her manager went over from Glasgow.
I think she's got a lot of pals from Glasgow.
Has she?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. A lot of the guys that own nightclubs here, I'm sure.
Right.
I did a remix of that. It goes like Nana track.
Na,
who do I listen to? I like Frankie Wah, but no one will really probably know who he is.
I like Frankie Wah. Tiesto's my favourite, he's the ultimate.
Yeah,
Tiesto and Armin van Buuren.
What about Carol Cox?
Do you know what it is about these DJs? A lot of them change their sounds over the years.
Oh, God.
And obviously, DJs are going to change their sounds over the years. I totally get that. But I think, like, there's DJs that I've loved years ago that are maybe not my favourites now. Do you know what I mean? So, like, I prefer, like, I like Sonny Federa, but I liked his older stuff.
I know what you mean.
Rather than,
You love Dr. Fox, don't you?
Gary McKeith. Remember Gary McKeith?
DJ Rankin in the mix.
I'm a raver.
Right, yeah. Last one.
Gary McKeith.
Round four.
Zikius as well.
They don't happen anymore, didn't they? No, the disses don't really happen.
Still do stuff.
Gary McKeith still gigs. He does
I still do I'm a raver now. Still do Savoy and all that.
I think he was an actual real
I don't know if he does a wee bit for Xander Nation, Gary McKeith, does he?
No, I think he just does the I'm a raver nights.
Oh, is it?
Does the Savoy stuff like that.
Remember DJ
gigs on.
And Shabs?
Yeah, Vance actually DJed one of my nights recently.
Oh, did he?
Is there no DJ no got a clue or something?
That is one. DJ Vance was on Silver Thursday night.
Did his dad not own it or something? Was it his dad's club or something, I think, yeah. He was great,
I would go Thursdays,
I used to wear a Lion Scott t-shirt.
Oh, did you?
Extra small.
I would have two blue WKDs in hand.
I was always a wicked you had, wasn't it?
Do you remember me?
No, I know you, just in general, everybody was always drinking with wickeds, isn't it?
Do you remember
me? No, the same nightclub.
Alka Pop era, eh?
What's made Calvin Harris bigger than everyone else?
The fact that he did that song with Rihanna, I think. That was the turning point for Calvin. See, when he did it,
have a little bit
Calvin was meant to go on tour with Katy Perry, and I don't know what happened, but him and Katy fell out, and he ended up going on tour with Rihanna. And he was just DJing for Rihanna, and somehow he talked her into doing a song with him, and they did that We Found Love track, and it was an international hit everywhere. But you've got to be able to follow that up, and in fairness, Calvin's been able to follow that up, and then some. He keeps coming back
and
with
Hannah
different sounds.
So well.
Dundee.
Oh my god.
Hannah Lang for Dundee. Do you ever do a diss track?
No, but a few disses, though. Oh, getting slaughtered.
Who dissed her?
Back in the opposite schools would terrorise me.
What would they say about you?
Fox eyes, nose, spots.
Do you remember the classic from Pennalee? The one, Pennalee, who are you? No.
I think I would have, aye.
Yeah.
Did you ever have My Boy Lollipop on Clyde One? Remember that girl?
Remember the lassie for the funeral?
George is obsessed with the lassie from that
Man
I'm not
obsessed.
Do you watch that?
We're talking about it the other day. I can't remember. Oh, we're talking about the Willy Wonka thing and we're saying, it's just another version of Lollipop, you know what I mean? Everyone will talk about it for a couple of months and then we'll move on, you know
Yeah. She was brilliant, wasn't she?
Ah, class.
Remember she was doing a gig and she got huckled in the back of the police van.
I should not know.
There was a warrant out for her and they couldn't find her. And she was doing a gig at like the garage or something like that.
What a
campus it was, and the police came and huckled her in the back of the paddy wagon or whatever, and you could hear the lassie going, I still love you, Lollipop!
Yeah.
Oh, what a woman she is.
Only in Glasgow,
it's like one day in Glasgow. Show to celebrate you, George.
Is it what?
Are they doing
to celebrate George?
Aye.
It's not to celebrate me, they're doing a hydro show to celebrate 50 years.
To be fair, he's a massive part of that 50 years, so... Imagine that. George, that's a good question for you. A George Bowie concert, a tribute to, who would you have at it?
You could play at it, right?
Right, okay.
You could have an open goal section.
Right, so let's say George doesn't make it right. for whatever reason.
What,
after
what do you mean
wings,
don't make it? What, let it die?
Aye.
Okay.
After your last wing right, today. Okay. Well, it's just hypothetically, right, and you die.
So who this is going to be like the Freddie Mercury concert with yeah. George Michael and all that.
Right, who would you like to be there? Tell me just now so that I know, so that I can note it down and make it happen.
Just use that. Right,
who'd I like to be
so
there?
So it's the big George Bowie tribute to the Hydro.
I want Calvin there, obviously. Calvin's got to be. I want Calvin to play bits and pieces.
You might.
That'd be good. Here we go. Now we're in it.
I thought that was the spicy
one. Now it's getting naughty.
Emergency milkshakes.
Buddy, what am I on you?
Thanks, mate. Not going to be good.
Just to let you know, when the milkshake comes, you can't eat it till after the last question. After the
are
last question's
the
answered,
wings?
They're the worst. You can then eat down your milkshake.
Glad it's
so can you give us a wee? Can you give us a wee preview into what your night will be?
Right. So we've got Calvin on, right?
Right. I don't have the budget to stretch that for, but I'll try for you.
If you could try for Calvin, right. That'd be good. I want him to play bits and pieces. Yeah. My coffin's going down.
That's a big ask.
All right. Well, that'd be okay. Mm. Might be busy.
Right. I'll note that down.
I don't know what these are like.
Right. So Calvin.
Right. Who else is going to be on the line? Paolo. Can we get Paolo on there?
Yeah,
he'd be brilliant, man.
It's a bit of a mix now. It's a mixed bag because you're getting Paolo.
I don't want any new stuff though. I don't want any new stuff. Like only first two albums and Iron Sky.
Oh, right, okay.
Iron Sky's the best one.
So is this now not the Hydro show? This is just the funeral.
No, this is the funeral's going to be at Glasgow Green.
You do realise if this happens, your podcast is going to explode. If George, if this happens,
if he dies,
today,
I don't think I'm going to die.
You're not. Right. So and then I'm going to warm up.
Aye, Leon Jackson.
Oh, he was brilliant.
Just because he needs a gig, help the boy out.
David Sneddon.
David Sneddon would be good as well.
Michelle McManus.
Michelle McManus. All this time.
Anybody else?
Who else could be
the McDonald Brass.
Remember the McDonald Brass?
Could we get them on?
That would be incredible.
What about the guy that I hate Iceland with him?
Theresa May coming in.
Basically, all the big spot on.
What song would you play at his funeral?
What would I play for George at his funeral? What song does he like? Play that new one that you like, the guys. My middle finger.
Oh,
who again?
What are they called? I've seen them on YouTube.
I've just remixed it. They're called the
Sleeping Giants.
That's a brilliant song.
I've just done me and Sparkos just remixed it last night.
Who's your Sparkos guy?
He's the guy that I have this recording studio with. Me, him and my wife have a recording studio.
Have you been with him for years?
Aye, I've been doing it for a while.
Yeah.
Is he a genius?
He's good, man.
Right, guys, round four.
Here we go.
This is the last one. Only three questions on this round.
No bother.
All right, take it away.
Simon, my phone. It's froze yet again.
You ready for this? This is general knowledge. You should know this.
I'm not going to be good with this.
Acorns are the fruit of which tree?
It's not a fruit, is it?
That is. That is a fruit.
Oh, mate, I can't believe I've let you ask Buzz Milk the second one. I don't know how to say that. I always say the
right one. Right, I know. I know it's not the obvious one. Yeah.
Right.
So.
Maybe you still got your phone, a friend.
Oh, you still got your phone.
If you need that, do you want to use it now?
Phone Dick Campbell, he'll know.
I don't think I've got his number. Do you have Dick's number? Do you have Dick Campbell's number? I don't know if I've got it.
No, I've not got his
thing
number.
The thing is, see, when I meet people,
I've only got his Snapchat.
Does Dick Snapchat?
Snapchat's all me.
Snapchat, a lot of things.
He actually gets his acorns on Snapchat.
Maybe we go for Archie, but he's a wee bit, he's older now. Archie Knox.
We met him 2 weeks ago, what a guy, Archie. He was a coach when we were younger.
My phone, Archie.
If you want it, huh?
About the, I think if I got it right.
What about the one for Gogglebox? Why don't you phone her?
Is that right?
Hold on.
Fuck, man, he's unbelievable.
Let's phone Roshan. Right, I'm phoning
Roshan. You've probably been the most knowledgeable guy you've had on here by, eh?
See?
And doesn't say a lot,
but
no ones that have been on.
Millennial on football. Do not, she's on Do Not Disturb. I'll phone her back and it'll ring watch. I bet it does. No, it's
Natasha! Love when people get
passed. Let me try WhatsApp, ring her, hold on.
No, that's it. What's your answer?
It's not oak, because I know it's not oak, I don't think. I know what it is.
Right, good, you've got it.
Oak tree is the answer!
Oh,
I thought it was a trick question. Bloody hell. Right, okay.
Do you ever play with Acorns when you're away?
Aye. Brilliant. Conkers, we used to collect.
Conkers. Oh, we had a guy down the street first that used to have a Conker 3 metres.
Aye, we used to
Did he let you go into it?
I had to jump his fence. He'd go off his nut. How are they, Cassie? All right, first bite.
It's okay just now. It's okay.
You sure. Yeah.
I think you're doing it the right way and using your fingers. Seriously, I do.
Mm. Aye, but then it'll go into your nails and you'll be.
I saw you just stained my nails.
Aye, but you'll be lagging it all day. If it goes in
later on the radio, she's keeping.
Yeah, I know.
I like you're not caring until it's brilliant. Embrace it, innit?
George, can you give me a napkin, please, or someone pass me?
Are they alright?
But actually, I'm surprising myself.
Yeah, I have that as well.
And you're done with that?
Yeah.
St. Phoenix boys really struggled with him.
Aye. Al looked like he was. He looked broken.
I think he always looks like that. I think that's just his look.
Rock and roll lifestyle. He was just back from Germany.
Question two, take away Postlin!
Okay, question two. In which country?
Oh no, they're really hitting me now.
Yes! Hey. Oh!
In which country did the croissant originate?
Did the what?
In which country did the croissant originate?
Croissant. The croissant. That is brilliant, isn't it?
Not bad.
How did you pronounce that?
Croissant.
No.
So I've got one or two now. Really I don't bad. Know if it's.
That is bad, isn't it? Oh, it's coming. You're going to start. Are you sweating yet? What is it? Just your mouth hot?
Under my tongue.
I'm thinking of one, but I'm thinking it might be too easy.
Look.
Oh, no.
You've been defeated. You alright?
Mm-hmm.
Jake, you can do another.
Sure.
I just need loads of water.
Just use all the water.
This is really bad.
You need to go for a piss soon, so can we hurry up because you will be busting.
There's no toilets.
No, no toilets now.
I'm going to go with that.
Just got a bucket. France, what are you going, Cassie?
I'm surprised, did I see you?
I'm surprised it's for here. I think you're the same country your uncle's.
Oh, guys, it's not going to be.
I'll give you a clue, his uncle's for the same country.
Right, so it's not that.
Oh, it could be that.
Oh, it could be that.
He's got
I was going to go France or Belgium. I don't know, but I don't.
Yeah, can you just guess, please? Because
I'm really struggling.
Need to wrap this up. It's nearly.
I know, but I'm really.
Got to fit the kids.
My parking ran out about half an hour ago. By the way,
blame Cassie.
Ringo.
She's enjoying this too much.
I can't even think straight.
Reveal your answers, please.
Right, I went France. Yeah. Italy.
Answer is da-da-da-da-da.
Austria.
Was it Austria? Oh wow.
How is your uncle?
He's still there.
I'm not. I cannot eat another one of those.
Well, that's.
I'm
thing.
Really dying, guys.
A lot of people say this.
Tap out.
And see if you do tap out, you get a reputation as being a quitter.
I know what you mean.
Do you want to quit or do you want to go to the end? It's up to you. There's only been one guy that's not completed. Did you want to join that list?
Who was it?
Gredo. Everyone else is completed. It's up to you whether you want to go in the list with Gredo.
I cannot have another. I'm dying.
What about just a bite of one?
I can't.
Done. Romeo, done.
Uh-huh.
George, disappointing.
That'll help.
No.
Can I have that?
I would just eat the napkin. You're out. Wave that. Wave the white flag. Okay. Second one to be defeated.
George, I'll hit you in a minute and I'm telling you right now.
Right, George, are you going to complete it, mate? What
please
are your questions?
Please zoom in on this. Look at his eyes. Oh, my God.
Hot, mate.
Let's go for it.
Is it hot, though?
No.
It's hot.
Woo-hoo! What part of your... Is it your mouth? Tongue?
Tongue.
What? Tongue of
I can't. Go to give me a tissue, please.
There'll be no kissing tonight.
Are you still on it? You and the missus still kissed, are you?
I wish I could see.
Right, last question, mate. We'll get it done for you.
Come on.
Which major worldwide company was originally called Backrub?
Guys, that's burning my lips now.
Is it bad?
Mm.
Your lips are looking great now.
They're big.
Ah, they're big, eh?
That saved me a lot of money.
Ah, exactly.
Oh.
Come on, George. Big company called Backrub.
Called Backrub?
No Tinder.
Okay.
Dick Campbell started it, wasn't it?
Oh my God.
George Bowie, he's only been closing at the kicker!
Go on, Georgie boy!
It's up to you whether you want to eat one last wing for the.
I think I'm
is that the right answer?
Yeah, but you can eat a wing if you want.
I've got to take a drink first.
No, he doesn't eat it, does he?
A little bit.
Just for the.
Just to see what happens. Gee, just genuinely, were they the hottest, the last wings, were they the hottest?
I honestly think I've peed a wee bit.
Oh.
I peed a wee bit when I come in.
Just for the fun of it.
Oh,
honestly, I think I've definitely peed slightly.
Were they the hottest things you've ever eaten?
Yeah.
Guys, just we always ask us, who are you passing the baton on to come and face this challenge next?
Who would you like to see on?
Who would you like to see? Anybody?
Yes.
Oh.
I would like to see Gary Spence and Stephen Mill.
They would be good. Yeah, Gary Spence, Stephen
or
Mill.
Or Ewan and Kat.
Or, yeah, Ewan Cameron.
Ewan and Kat would be good.
Uh-huh. Get Ewan and Kat in.
I can ask Ewan about your dad.
Yeah.
What a beef.
We need to reunite that
beef. Aye, get that going again.
Cassie and George,
by you've been outstanding.
Sorry, I can't focus anymore.
Thanks so
really
much,
bad.
Guys.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.